News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
You know, it has just gone 11 minutes past 8, and I want to give a warning that some of the material in the following item may not be suitable for younger or sensitive ears, so if they're in the vicinity of the radio, maybe distract them with something for just a moment. The rape victim, Anna Lafferty, earlier this month waived her right to anonymity in order to name her attacker. Her father, Maurice Lafferty of Kirkcullen, Castlefin and Donegal, pleaded guilty to raping Annie during her teenage years at the family home on dates between 2010 and 2011. Yesterday, he was sentenced to 11 years in prison. Earlier this month, Annie actually recorded her victim impact statement for us here on News Talk Breakfast. This is just a short segment of that.
From the first time my father raped me, to say I was scared would be an understatement. Because how do I really explain what he had done to me? I was petrified. I was robbed. I was controlled. I was raped by my own father. A man, a father, who is meant to protect his child and children, to provide a safe, secure environment for a child to grow up in. But instead of protecting me, he was the one who done the harm. He was the one who stole the last piece of my childhood, the last bit of innocence that I had. He took away the one thing that should have been my choice to give. He took my virginity.
Yeah, that was Annie Lafferty voicing her victim impact statement for us here on News Talk Breakfast earlier in the month. Well, I'm delighted to say Annie joins me now on the line. Annie, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. I know it can't be easy at the moment, but what was your reaction yesterday when that sentence was handed down to your father?
Yesterday there was a lot of feelings going on at the one time, but I think the most one that stood out was the fact that I was overwhelmed. And I just felt like there was a relief, like a whole weight that was lifted off my shoulder within 10 minutes.
And why? Just because the process was over, or because he was in prison, or a bit of both?
A wee bit of both, but I think it was more the fact that I kind of was wondering all the way over to Dublin yesterday that was it going to win? Was my voice going to be heard? Was all this hard work over the last couple of years going to actually be any good, or was it going to be going home feeling disheartened again? But the fact that I did get a sentence and the fact that the judge was able to see through him was just an absolute relief.
Was that your fear yesterday, that the judge might be lenient?
It was a big fear, so it was, because he pleaded guilty at the last minute and so-called apologise, and I thought that the judge would see that and give him a lenient sentence.
How then do you feel this morning? You know, you mentioned that it was kind of overwhelming, that everything was over, there was relief that he was in prison. Like, is this the first morning that you're kind of looking forwards as opposed to looking backwards? Or is that kind of a bit too cliche?
No, I'd say last night was the first night that I was actually able to go to bed and actually have a good night's sleep. Because the fact that feeling like there was one monster put away and that I actually won against the man that controlled me my whole life, I finally woke up this morning and I have the control now.
And how does that feel?
Overwhelming. It feels amazing. I feel like I can take on the world. I feel like there's nothing to stop me now anymore.
Was there a sense while all of this was happening, and I don't mean the abuse, but I mean that the court process and everything, that everything was just on hold in your life?
A lot of my life was put on hold. Expanding my family now, everything was put on hold because we just didn't know what the outcome would be, and we didn't really need any more extra stress or worrying on our family.
The amount of support you've gotten, has it surprised you?
It has. It's quite shocking, to be honest. It's brilliant to see the fact that the word is getting out and that it's getting out across the whole country. Because even the fact that I went to that court with such a support system with me alone, I was kind of surprised. Because my whole life I felt just completely alone. And then the fact that I was blessed just to have my husband by my side, let alone the people that was there, I just felt I couldn't believe the fact that I had so much support. And now that there is one talking away and seeing what has happened and is able to talk about what has happened, it might help someone else who's going through the same thing come forward.
Yeah, I was going to ask, was there any point at which you regretted waiving your anonymity and putting yourself out there? But it doesn't sound like there was there?
No, there's no regret at all, because if somebody's seen what I was going through when I was younger, they might have been able, maybe not even stop it, but might have been able to reach out and save some of my life, because I lost the good luck of my childhood and my adulthood. And I'm 25 years old now, and I'm only starting to realise I do have my whole life ahead of me.
Yeah, because, you know, when we played your victim impact statement, you reading your victim impact statement earlier this month, it just got a huge reaction from listeners. People were just touched up and down the country, people who were listening to it. And I suppose people were struck by what you just said there, the impact this had on your young life and on your teenage life and into your early adulthood. Is it that a burden is lifted now for the rest of your life?
I don't think it's fully lifted. I will still have them scares. No matter what I do, it's always going to kind of be there. But I do feel like I have got some justice. Like, I have been heard and I have been listened to. And it was a hard process even to get to that stage. And I'm so relieved that I was listened to and that it has gone public. And I'm able now to talk about it and confident.
And what's your message to anyone else out there maybe who has experienced anything like you've experienced and maybe hasn't done anything about it yet?
If anybody's even went through even the emotional abuse, you don't need to be sexually abused or physically abused. You can just be controlled or harassed. And my message would be, don't feel like you're on your own, because you're not on your own. It happens more often than people think. What goes on behind closed doors, nobody ever will know unless you speak. And you don't have to speak to the authorities or anything to get there in a rush. You do it in your own time. And you reach out to who you trust and just take it step by step.
All right, we'll leave it there. Annie Lafferty, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.